ओम शांति। इज एवरीथिंग ओके? ऑल ऑफ यू एंजॉयिंग द कोल्ड? टुडे इज अ वेरी स्पेशल डे। इट इज कॉल्ड मकर संक्रांति, 14th ऑफ जनवरी। वी से फ्रॉम दिस डे देयर इज अ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इन वेदर। इट शुड बी दैट वे, because on this day Makar Sankranti, Makar is a Rashi in our horoscope. So today the sun is starting to go towards the Makar Rashi. Therefore Makar Sankranti it is called. And today is a day when the sun now moves towards the north, Uttarayan we say. Towards the north, and on this day people fly kites. So Baba says this flying kite is like going beyond. It is called becoming angelic. Baba always says that you have to be in the flying stage. So today is New Year also for some states of India. So it's a day of celebration, day of rejoice. And today is that very special day, they say, when the sun is starting to go towards the north, the winter is receding, is going back. And how much it recedes, just like a sesame seed. So today's special toli which they give is sesame seed toli. You got that toli? Sesame seed toli? Yeah, so little. And Baba would sometimes say like this, sesame seed toli, you have to serve those many souls in that laddu. So how many sesame seeds in one laddu can you count? So many. But you have to serve that many souls, Baba would say. So, and today all over India, people are flying kites. And also trying to cut the kite of the other one, you know. So nice, it's very enjoyable to watch how they fly kites. So Baba says you have to fly like the kite. It's no more walking stage or running stage, but now it should be what stage? Flying stage. And today's topic is also very interesting. Well, these are Hindi terms, Sakari, Akari, Nirakari, Palna, which means Shiv Baba entered the body of Brahma and started the Yajna, and so many souls surrendered in this Yajna, and Baba and Mama gave sustenance to those children who surrendered at the beginning of the Yajna for 14 years. And they remained in isolation from the whole world. They didn't meet anyone, didn't see anyone. They were all by themselves with Baba and Mama and doing tapasya and, you know, just on their own. So for 14 years, they remained isolated from the world and took sustenance from Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma Baba, whom we call Bap Dada. So Bap Dada is our code word. If somebody is Baba's child, Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, he will understand what Bap Dada means. But if you speak to someone else, outsiders who don't know about the Brahma Kumaris, and if we tell them that we are taking sustenance from Bap Dada, they will wonder what type of sustenance. So what does Bap Dada mean? It's a code word. It has very deep meaning, two meanings. So one, Bap means father, and Dada means actually in Hindi grandfather. But in Sindhi language, Dada means brother, elder brother. Even in Bengali, Dada they call elder brother. So Bap means father, but Dada has two meanings. It's either grandfather or it is elder brother. So when we say Bap Dada, how do we understand it? Bap is Shiv Baba and Dada is Brahma Baba, means elder brother. When Baba was in Sakar, he was a very big businessman. And because he was really very well known in the society, they used to call him Dada Lekhraj. He was aged, so Dada means elder brother, Dada Lekhraj, or Lucky Raj Babu. That's how they used to, address him. So Dada Lekhraj, and that's why in the Murlis, Baba sometimes says Dada. This Dada means Brahma Baba, his elder brother. And sometimes when Baba would say Bap Dada, it would mean Brahma Baba is Baba, father, Bap, and grandfather Shiv Baba. Because Brahma's father is Shiv Baba. So Bap Dada has these two meanings, which only Brahmins understand. Outsiders will not understand this word. And therefore we say we get sustenance from Bap Dada. Shiv Baba as an incorporeal father, coming in the body of Brahma Dada, elder brother, as soul, he's also a brother, and giving us sustenance. So that is Bap Dada. And Avyakt Bap Dada means angelic sustenance. Angelic sustenance, Shiv Baba and the perfect soul of Brahma coming in the body of Dadi Gulzar and addressing the children, speaking to the children, what we call as Avyakt Murlis. So that is Avyakt sustenance. We got sustenance from Sakar Baba in the corporeal form for 33 years. 1936, this yajna started until 18th of January 1969. Shiv Baba would come in the body of corporeal Brahma Baba and speak the Murli. And these Murlis we have been revising since then. So the Sakar Murlis we revise every day and we call them Sakar Murlis. Shiv Baba spoke through the medium of corporeal Brahma. And then we can say from 1969, January 21st onwards until 2017, how many years? 69 also you can count. And up to 2017, how many years? How many years will it become? Will it be 2006 from 1969 until 2017? How many years? 48 years. So for 48 years, we heard Avyakt Murlis from 1969 until 2017. And for 48 years, we got Avyakt sustenance. And then Baba said that now you have to become like Bap Dada. Just as Shiv Baba is in the incorporeal world and Brahma Baba is in the angelic world, you have to become like both of them. So you have to follow Brahma Baba, what Brahma Baba did, and you have to remember Shiv Baba. So in this way we take the nirakar, the incorporeal sustenance, because now we don't have that corporeal form in front of us. Before we had corporeal form in front of us, then we had an angelic form in front of us, and now Baba says you have to become angelic and incorporeal and become like both the fathers. So this is now our aim. And that's why Baba always says, follow father, see father. So whom do you follow and whom do you see? Whom do you follow and whom do you see? You follow Brahma Father. And whom do you see? Shiv Baba. We receive Shiv Baba. We remember Shiv Baba. Baba says, don't remember Brahma Baba. He was only a medium. But of course, we cannot forget Brahma Baba. Even medium is very important. You know, in many temples in India, Shiva temples, the shivling, that oval shaped stone, is so small, very small, which they worship. But then the bull outside the Shiva temple, you know, if you look at it, it's so big, that bull outside, it is called Nandi, Nandigarh. And very many people say that if you want to speak to Shiva, you speak in the ears of Nandi, of that Nandi, you know. That big Nandi, the bull, is shown with very big ears. And they say, you speak in Nandi's ears and Shiva will hear. And Shiva will hear. So what does that mean? You are speaking to Shiva through Brahma. Shiva is not hearing directly, but through Brahma, because Shiva doesn't have ears. So he says, I don't have a body. I don't have a mouth to speak. I don't have ears because I don't have a body. So I listen through the ears of Brahma. I speak through the mouth of Brahma. So Brahma becomes a medium. And sometimes Baba would say this Brahma is like a post office. You know, post office, what does it do? Post office, you want to send a letter to someone, you put in the post box. And then through the post office, it will reach the destination. So post office or post box is like a medium, through which medium it will go to the destination. So Brahma is the medium. And through Brahma, Shiv Baba can be met. So when we see the picture of Brahma Baba, what do we think at that moment? Shiv Baba in his, you know, sitting here, this is the seat of the immortal throne. Brahma Baba's soul is sitting here too, and Shiv Baba's soul also sitting. So both are here, and through Brahma's eyes, through Brahma's forehead, we speak to Shiv Baba. And Brahma Baba also listens, because Shiv Baba coming in the body of Brahma doesn't mean that Brahma Baba doesn't listen. But the difference between Shiv Baba coming in the body of Brahma and Shiv Baba and the angelic Brahma coming in the body of Gulzar Dadi is that Gulzar Dadi never used to listen to the Murli, because she would be in trance. But when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma, Brahma Baba would not be in trance. And Brahma Baba used to say, I am the first student and I never miss the Murli. And Gulzar Dadi used to say, I never hear the Murli. So this is a big difference, because Baba used to send her to sleep. And how Shiv Baba and the perfect soul of Brahma would come in the body of Gulzar Dadi and speak for hours and hours and hours. And how once the record was broken of how many hours Bab Dada was in Gulzar Dadi's body. It was 16 hours. 16 hours, can you imagine? Sitting in one place. The body is there, sitting in one place and speaking all the time, 16 hours. 6:30, Gulzar Dadi used to come and just sit, and then she would go into trance, and then Bab Dada would come and then start speaking the Murli, and then meet individuals whole night up to next morning, 10:30. So 6:30 in the evening, Gulzar Dadi would sit, and up to 10:30 in the morning, how many hours? 16 hours. And then Bab Dada would go. And all these 16 hours, Bab Dada would be serving through the body. And in the meantime, Baba's children used to have dinner and then also take sleep, rest, in the morning also, you know, shower, breakfast, everything. And Bab Dada would be sitting whole night and serving the souls. And it was my privilege that even I used to sit whole night with Bab Dada, because double foreigners would meet Baba, and I had to be there to translate to the double foreigners. So who has the experience of hearing Baba's personal blessings and then getting the translation which I used to give? Who has this experience? Raise your hand. One, two, oh, okay. Three. Not you? You are also many years? Yeah. Four. Who else? Not you? You? Raise your hand. No, all raise your hand, those who have had that experience. Of course, Sakar Baba I won't ask, because you were born after Baba became angelic. That I will not ask. But those who have experience of Avyakt Bab Dada, raise your hand. Yes, okay. Okay. No, not you? Not you? Raise your hand. Now let me see. One, two, three, four, five, yeah. And those who did not get that experience, raise your hand again. Raise your hand. You have come after 2017. Acha, those who met Dadi Prakash Mani, raise your hand. Okay. Of course. Acha, she left her body in 2007. Acha, those who did not meet Dadi Janki too, raise your hand. Who did not see Dadi Janki will be the new ones. Yeah. So all those who took sustenance from Dadi Janki, raise your hand. Many, many seniors. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So I can say that I had the privilege of taking sustenance from all the three. So I feel very proud. I should, clap for me. Because I came to Baba when I was just 11 years old. That was in 1959 or 58. I don't remember whether that time. We never had this thought that this is my spiritual birthday. I don't remember. But then I took sustenance from Brahma Baba. And the first day I went to Baba, my mother took me. I was a small child and 11 years old. It's not a very big age. And the first time I saw Baba, when Baba invited some mothers for Brahma Bhojan, so Baba used to sit on the floor and all the children sitting with Baba in a rectangular form. And food would be served, Brahma Bhojan. So as food would be served, each one would come in front of Baba, Sakar Baba. First sit in front of Baba, take drishti from Baba, and Baba would give very powerful drishti, and then that one would, you know, just put his head, because Baba would be sitting on the floor, so they would put their head in Shivaba's lap, you know, on Shivaba's lap, and then again raise the head, and as they would put the head on Baba's lap, Baba would pat them on the back and give them some blessing, give them a blessing. And then when they would raise their head, Baba would put a morsel of food, chapati with sabji or maybe some toli, in their mouth, and again give another blessing. So two blessings and a pat on the back and the head on Baba's lap. So that was for everyone. Everyone would come one by one, and by in the meantime food would be served for everyone. So each one would come. Now, after my mother came, I was sitting next to her, and I was only 11 years old. So I was hesitating whether I should go or not, not in front of Baba, because I thought maybe it's not for little children, it's only for elders. I thought like that. So I didn't go, and next was my turn. So Baba called me, "Come, child, come, come." So when Baba said, "Come, child," like "come, daughter," you know, bachi, "come, child." And as Baba said, "Come, child," it was like a magnetic pull. I can't forget that pull which I got from Baba. And I ran, you know, ran from it. It must be like this much distance, because not many were invited at one time. So I would maybe little that side where the sister is sitting. So I ran from there and hugged Baba, you know, so strongly that even Baba shook. Then Baba smiled and gave drishti to me, and then I put my head on Baba's lap, and Baba patted my back, and Baba blessed me. "The child has come back to the father." I still remember those words ringing in my ears. "The child has come back to the father." And then I looked up, and Baba said, "You will do wonders." You know, Baba told me again, so like two blessings, and I went back to my seat. But why I'm saying this, it was a magnetic pull, because my Laukik father had died when I was just 3 days old. He died in a accident, you know, road accident. So I never saw my father, and my father also never saw me, because he was coming from Delhi by road, and on the way he met with an accident and died on the spot. So neither did he see me, nor of course I saw him. So my relationship with my Laukik father was just for giving birth, that's all. So, and my mother was just 18 years old, the first child. My father was only 22, you know, 3 years of marriage, that's all. So, but that was what Baba says, karmic account. So of giving birth only. And therefore I always felt that I don't have a father. I don't have a father, so I missed that experience of a father. A father giving love to the child. Of course, mother was there. But then, my mother started living with my aunt, because my parents came from Karachi, Pakistan. At that time, in 1947, partition took place between India and Pakistan. And my parents were in Pakistan, in Karachi, Sindh province. So they migrated to India. They came to India and lived with my aunt, my father's elder sister. But then when my father died, my mother was with my aunt. So myself and my mother, we lived with my father's sister, their family. But of course it was a very united family. And for 5 or 6 years my mother lived with my aunt. But after that she went to her parents' house. Her parents, my grandparents, were also in Mumbai. I'm from Mumbai. So I got sustenance only from my aunt. So my mother and my father, no sustenance, hardly any sustenance from my mother too, and no sustenance from father, but only my aunt. So I say my relationship with my parents were only for childhood. After that, it was Baba's, because when I came to Baba, and Baba said, "The child has come back to the father." So my real father, I should say, is Brahma Baba. And also when I was born and my mother came to know that my father is dead, you know, he expired in an accident. On that night, my mother got a very beautiful experience of Brahma Baba, angelic Brahma Baba, coming in her dream. She had not seen Brahma Baba before, but she saw the person dressed in white, very very fair looking, and with wings and all angelic in light form. He said, he put his hands like this and said, "This child is mine. Give her to me. I am her father. I am her father." So angelic Brahma Baba appeared in front of my mother. So when my mother saw him, she says, I don't know whether it was a dream or it was like a trance experience, but she saw Brahma Baba. And she remembered that when she met Brahma Baba. So this child is mine, I am her father. So he did like this, give her to me. So my mother looked at him and took me. I was a baby, 3 days. My mother took me and gave it to Brahma Baba. And Brahma Baba disappeared. Of course, I was very much there. But then she was wondering who that person was, how that angel came, and how did he say, I'm her father. So that's the experience she got. But then I really feel that, yes, in Brahma Baba, I saw Shiv Baba, I saw Brahma Baba, and I also saw my Laukik father. So I say 3-in-1, in Brahma Baba. Anyway, but then after that, after Baba blessed me, the child has come back to the father, I never looked back. I used to go to school in my school uniform. And first I would go to the center. Baba, lived in that place where I went to the center, because when Baba would come to Mumbai, he would, the children would take a house on rent, and Baba used to speak the Murli in that place, in a big hall. So it was very interesting. My house and where Baba lived and my school were very close. So every morning at 7 o'clock, the Baba's Murli would start. From home, I would be ready and go to the center. 1 hour hearing the Murli, and then after that go to school. At 8 o'clock, my school would start. So I was very fortunate indeed to be going to the center and listening to Baba directly. Because Baba used to stay in Mumbai for 3 months, especially December, January, February. Baba used to come to Mumbai because it was very cold here. It's not that cold at all now, as much it was during Sakar Baba's time, very cold. And now we have a heating system, we have good facilities. At that time there were no facilities, so it used to be very, very cold. So doctor's advice to Baba was, because he was aged, Baba was told to not stay in a cold place like Mount Abu in December, January, February. So Baba used to come to Mumbai, because Mumbai is a very warm place. It's near the ocean, near the sea. So it's never cold. I'm from Mumbai. So actually I remember in my days when I was in Mumbai in school, college, I never wore even one thin cardigan, thin sweater, nothing, because we didn't need at all. And of course, but when I came to Madhuban, so different from Mumbai weather and Mount Abu weather. Anyway, so after that, after school, I also went to college, and I remember reciting a poetry in front of Baba in English. So Baba liked Kumaris who could speak English, because at that time not much was spoken in English, by Kumaris. We would not study in English medium school. So not most of them would not come to Baba, but then I was an English medium school, a convent school in Mumbai. So I recited a poetry in front of Baba, and Baba said, "You speak English very well. Baba will send you abroad." This was the second blessing I got from Sakar Baba. "Baba will send you abroad." Anyway, after that, I came to Madhuban. And in Madhuban, in Sakar Baba's days, it was Baba all the time with us. Amrit Vela with Baba, Murli with Baba, Then Baba would sometimes have, you know, Brahma Bhojan with the children, and also play cricket, badminton with the children. And of course, Baba would always win. Baba was always the winner. The badminton, cricket we used to play, you know, where Baba's Tower of Peace is. So that area was vacant. There were no buildings there. So we used to play with Baba there. And so Baba used to play with the children during night class. Also Baba would come and speak. Today also we heard a very beautiful night class from Bab Dada. And today is Murli, Sakar Murli, night class. It must have been spoken by Baba during his last days. Avyakt, you know, he was becoming Avyakt. Because 69 January he became Avyakt. So this is 68 Murli, 1968, and how Baba was becoming Avyakt. And Baba very sweetly said that how Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba become alike. All the knowledge of Shiv Baba taken by Brahma Baba, and both become alike. Not that soul Atma becomes Paramatma, but then we become alike. And Baba goes and rests in Paramdham, and we children come in the new world. You know, Baba was speaking about that in today's last night class. Anyway, so how Baba was with the children all the time. It was only Baba and Baba and Baba, nothing but Baba. But then when Baba became Avyakt, of course everything changed. And how Dadiji spoke to Avyakt Bab Dada that now who will come to Madhuvan? Because children used to come to Madhuvan for Baba. And now Baba was no more in corporeal form. So trans messengers would go into trance, especially Gulzar Dadi. Dadi Irde Mohini, Gulzar Dadi, she was the main trance messenger. And there were, of course, many more trance messengers. And the message came that Baba is not gone. Baba is not gone. Baba is there with the children. He has only changed his costume and his room. Costume and room have been changed, that's all. But Baba is not gone. It's like going from one room to the other, changing one dress and putting on another dress. So in Hindi, they are very rhyming words. Costume and room in Hindi, they are called kamra and kapra. So kamra means room and kapra means costume. So Baba has only changed his room and his dress. That is, he has changed his room, means from corporeal room, he has gone to the angelic room. And from corporeal body, he has gone into the angelic body. But Baba is with you, and Baba will keep on coming to meet you. So this was the message sent from the subtle regions by Brahma Baba. And then, of course, many more messages. But then how 18th night Brahma Baba left his body in January 1969. It was about 8:50, or just before 9 p.m. because Baba had spoken the Murli, and after coming back from the Murli, how this happened. So in the morning on the 18th, Dadi Prakash Mani went to Baba's room because Baba had severe pain. Maybe it was an attack, you know, a heart attack. He was 93 years old, you can imagine. So it was very cold outside, so Dadiji and Baba was having that severe pain. So Dadi told Baba, should we call the doctor? Baba said, no, the supreme surgeon is taking care of me. That's what Baba said. The supreme surgeon is taking care of me. So Baba didn't want the doctor to come. Anyway, afterward, and Dadi said, okay, Baba, don't come out of the room. Dadiji will go and speak the Murli. And actually, Dadi never lived in Madhuban. She used to live in Mumbai. She was my teacher, actually, in the center I used to go to. And so I remember that Dadi came to Madhuban on the 13th of January with a group. And she was supposed to leave on the 17th back to Mumbai. But Baba told her not to go to Mumbai, to stay back. Because Didi used to live with Baba, Didi Manmohini. She lived with Baba in Madhuban. And she also started living in Madhuban after Mama left the body. Because Mama was the first administrative head. In 1965, she left the body. At that time, big Didi Manmohini Didi was in Delhi. So she was in charge of Delhi center, so Baba called her to Madhuban. But on January 18th, during the January month, Didi had gone to UP, Allahabad. There was a Kumbh Mela going on. So she went for seva there. So Didi wasn't there. So Baba told Dadi to stay back. Because Dadi and Didi were like administering the yajna even during Sakar Baba's time. Didi would live in Madhuban and look after all the centers of the north, Punjab and Odisha and Rajasthan and UP, Delhi. And Dadi would live in Mumbai and look after the centers of the south India, Tamil Nadu, you know, Karnataka, all the South India states. So they were already administering that. So, and Didi was away, so Baba told Dadi to stay in Madhuban till Didi would come back. Anyway, so Dadi was here, and on 17th she was supposed to go, and Baba told her not to go, to stay back. So she stayed on. So 18th morning, Dadi told Baba, because seeing his health, Dadi said, "Baba, you don't come out of the room, I'll go conduct meditation and say something. Baba, you stay indoors." And Baba said, "Okay." So everything was okay in the morning, and then the sun came up. You know, it's so cold, but then when the sun comes up, we forget the cold because it's so hot, you know, when we sit in the sun. So it was very good weather. So Baba came out and met everyone. Everything was like normal. Baba came to the office and read all the letters, because so many letters would come to Baba. And Baba replied every letter, Baba replied. This was about 10 o'clock. And then after that, there was lunch. And then usually the second bulk of letters would come at about 4 o'clock. So another bulk of letters came. And Baba went to the office and said, "Baba will reply to all the letters." So Baba replied, and Ishudadi used to, you know, first read the letters and then inform Baba about, or give essence of letters to Baba. So Baba replied to every letter. And Ishudadi said, "Baba, let it be. Tomorrow is Sunday, there won't be any letters. You can reply tomorrow," because it was a Sunday evening. And Baba said, "No, Baba will reply to all the letters." He replied everyone, you know, you can imagine. So, and then after that, it was about 6 o'clock, and then Dadi came to Baba and she said, "Baba, it's very cold, it's getting cold. So tonight, can we have early dinner?" Because dinner used to be at 7:30, and Baba used to come and speak the murli at night from 8:30 to 9:30. So Dadi told Baba, "Baba, can it be earlier, your class earlier and dinner little early too? So 6:30 dinner and 7:30 to 8:30 class, night class." Baba said, "Okay." So dinner was 1 hour early, class was little early. And then 8:30 Baba finished the murli in the history hall. And as he got up and came to the door. And after coming to the door, he moved inside again and met the children, gave drishti to all the children, bowed in front of the children and said, "Okay, children, nirakari, nirankari, nirvikari bano. Okay, children, become incorporeal, angelic, become incorporeal." And Baba used three words. Baba used three words. Baba said, nirakari and... not akari. Nirakari, nirvikari and nirahankari bano. Baba said, become incorporeal, become voiceless and become nirankari, egoless. So become incorporeal, bodiless, incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. Okay, Baba takes leave. Achha, bachcho se chutti. Baba takes leave. And Baba said this and left. So it was the first time that Baba said, Baba takes leave. Baba never used to say, Baba takes leave. He always used to say, okay, good night. Namaste. Yes, but not Baba is taking leave. But that night, Baba folded his hands and said, may you be incorporeal and voiceless and egoless, and okay, Baba takes leave and left. But nobody expected that something is going to happen now. And when Baba went to his room, it was about 10 to 9. And he was sitting on his bed, and Dadiji went inside. Of course, there were others with Baba, but Dadiji felt that now it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Let me go and say good night to Baba. So she went to Baba's room, and she saw Baba sitting on his bed with legs, of course, down, and in total silence, totally bodiless, and eyes shut. And she looked at Baba, and she said, Baba, Baba. Baba did not open his eyes. So she caught hold of Baba's hands. You know, Baba's hands were like this. And she caught hold of Baba's hands. Baba, Baba, and Baba opened his eyes. So Baba opened his eyes and gave drishti to Dadi. And as Baba says in the Murli's, hand in hand and drishti with drishti. And immediately the soul flew away to the subtle regions. So Dadiji was in front, and Baba gave power to Dadiji through hands and eyes without saying a word and flew to the angelic regions. So that's what Baba says in the Murli sometimes, that Baba willed to the children through hands and eyes. So Dadi Prakashmani was there in front of Baba. So Baba willed all his powers to Dadiji. So at that time, and then Dadi used to share experience, she felt that the grip had become loose because the soul left the body, and like the head must have just, moved down. So she made Baba's body lie down. Well, the doctor was called, but then of course the soul had already flew to the subtler regions, and doctor said no more. Well, it must have come as a shock for Dadiji, of course, but Dadiji was so powerful at that time. She didn't allow anyone to cry. No one was allowed to cry. And she just said, remember drama, remember drama, remember drama. And she sent telegram. During those days, there were no emails and WhatsApp and all that. So telegrams were sent to everyone, to all the main centers mainly. Remember drama, Brahma Baba has become avyakt, all of you come to Madhuvan. That's it. So, and also where they were remote places, through lightning calls at that time, used to happen. We didn't have his mobiles at that time. So lightning call, not even any other telephone call like that, because the telephone had the call had to be called from the telephone department, you know, in Mount Abu. That was called, we used to inform them, give them the number, and then they would connect, and we would get the phone. Very remote form of telephoning. And lightning call means 8 times the rate of the call. Otherwise, only maybe whatever the rate would be, but then 8 times that was lightning call anyway. Everybody was told, and children started coming to Madhuban. Well, for me, it was a different situation. I used to go to the center from college, and attend the classes and do seva courses and lectures, everything, and then go back home because I was studying. I was in my graduation year 1969. And when I went home, so it was like a normal daily routine. But next morning was a Sunday. So when I came to the center, I saw absolutely silence. Hardly anyone at the center. Otherwise, there was so much. Sunday morning means so many children come to hear Murli. So there was hardly anyone. So everybody was sitting in silence, whoever was sitting there. So I asked someone, what happened? Where is it? Why no Murli? Where is everyone? Where are the dadis? And she told me very softly, yesterday night, Brahma Baba left the body and everyone has gone to Mount Abu. I said, what? Baba left the body. You know, I was standing in the balcony and I just asked her, that over an old lady. So when she said, Baba left the body, I'll tell you my state at that time my legs started trembling. You know, my legs started trembling and I looked at the sky. I felt now the sky will break open into 2 pieces. And it's the end of the world. Because if Brahma Baba has left the body, means end of the world. Destruction. So, and you know, it was very funny situation, I could say. I didn't have words to speak also that time. Baba is gone. Actually, in 1967, I was in Interscience, I had to decide what subjects to take in the future, whether to take up subject of medicine or subject of physics, means engineering or medical. So I didn't know what to do. I was confused. At home, everybody wanted me to go for medical science. And I was not really interested in medicine. I was more interested in mathematics and physics, you know, those subjects. So I wrote a letter to Baba. Baba, what should I do? My family wants me to become a doctor and go for medicine. And Baba, what should I do? And Baba replied to me that Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. Baba wrote a letter to me. You know, I was only 18 years at that time. Become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. Well, so I decided not to go for medicine, but instead to just go for graduation, 2 years. So in 1969, I was in my final year, graduation year, and Baba left the body. So when I got the news, I said, Baba, you are gone. And Baba, I did not fulfill your wish. You wanted me to become a spiritual doctor and here I am still studying. Baba, I did not fulfill your hopes. And immediately I had such a beautiful feeling of angelic Brahma Baba in front of me. Baba put his hand on my head and Baba blessed me. Child, Baba has not gone. Baba is with the children and you will fulfill Bap Dada's hopes. This is a feeling I got from Baba, you know, angelic Baba in front of me. And I felt some comfort within. Anyway, but then after that, you know, on the 21st of January, Avyak Bab Dada came in the body of Gulzar. And Dariji asked Baba, "Baba, now who will come to Madhuvan?" So Bab Dada said that angelic Brahma, Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba in Gulzar Dari's body, the 21st Murli, if you have read, have all of you read that Murli? 21st January 1969. Who has read that Murli? Some have read. Okay, so Baba spoke in that Murli that now children will come to Madhuvan, have training programs in Madhuvan. Kumari's training, Kumar's training, couples training, Bhattis in Madhuvan, and Baba's children will come. And then Baba said, till now, whatever service happened was at ant's speed, ant. You know, an ant, how it moves so slowly. And now, this Baba's service will increase at bird speed, vihanga marga, bird speed. So ant speed and bird speed, so different, so much difference. So that's how Baba spoke. And then Baba said that Baba children will come and Bab Dada will continue to come. So from 21st of January 1969, Avyakt Bab Dada started coming to Madhuvan. Anyway, I was in Mumbai at that time, and I finished my studies, did my exams, and there was training for Kumaris. So I came to Madhuvan in 1969, May. Kumaris training took place, and we were all Kumaris who had come from different parts of India, who had completed graduation. Like Asha Ben from ORC, Arti Ben, and many other sisters who had completed their studies and now were ready to dedicate themselves. We were only 30 at that time. And we were in Madhuvan for 1 month. 1 month training we got, and by that time, the Bab Dada called all the Dadis to Madhuvan. You know, when Baba and the children came to Mount Abu, at that time Brahma Baba sent all the Dadis for Seva to different parts of India. But then when Baba became Avyakt, Dadiji stayed in Madhuvan and she invited all the Dadis to Madhuvan. At that time, and I was fortunate to be in that training, the first training which took place. And Dadi Janki was our teacher, Dadi Chandramani, all the Dadis were our teachers. And how they filled so much power in the children that all the sisters decided to go and live in the center. So all of these seniors who are in Madhuvan, they got their training in 1969 after Baba became Avyakt. Of course, they were knowledge for many years before. I also was in knowledge from 60 onwards, 59, 60, and in 69 I did the training. And then we all went to different centers. So I came back and started living in Mumbai center. But then Dadiji came to Madhuvan and to Bombay, and I told Dadi, "Dadi, I don't want to live in Mumbai. Mumbai is Maya, Maya means place. I want, you can send me anywhere else." And Dadiji sent me to Bangalore. I was there for 1 year. When I came back, Dadiji sent me to Nepal. 1 year I stayed there. I came back, Dadiji sent me to Hyderabad. 1 year I stayed there, and then, you know, like that. After that, Dadiji sent me to Africa. So I was in Africa and Mauritius. So in 1976, I came to Madhuvan, and Dadiji made me live in Madhuvan. Because by that time, double foreigners were coming to Madhuvan. Service started in foreign countries after Baba became Avyakt. So the first group which came from London was actually in 74, and 72 the center started in London outside India, and 74 the first group came, so I was in Madhuvan at that time to look after the double foreigners who had come to Madhuvan. So after that, then Dadiji sent me to Africa and Mauritius. Then in 76, when I came back, Dadiji said that now you live in Madhuvan because you have the experience of serving double foreigners, you have the experience of conducting Raj Yoga camps, so you look after the double foreigners who are coming to Madhuvan. So since 76 I'm in Madhuvan, so that's 50 years. Now 50 years I'm in Madhuvan. And Bap Dada used to serve the double foreigners so much. But it was my privilege to be always sitting next to Baba and translating. Meera Ben and myself used to take turns, because whole night Baba would sit with the double foreigners especially. Of course, Bharatvasis too, but double foreigners would come and Baba would speak for so long with each one. How much sustenance Bap Dada gave to the double foreigners, really, that's why you can see our senior double foreigners who are looking after so many centers abroad, how they became so strong because they got sustenance from Avyakt Bap Dada. So, most of the seniors will be coming in February next month, but then some are sitting here. So how many of you have taken sustenance from Avyakt Bap Dada, who have got direct blessings from Avyakt Bap Dada? Anyone? Oh, sitting inside, Russian sister. Anybody else? Any? You also. Who else? Okay, yeah, of course. So, but then I shared my experience of sitting next to Bap Dada. How Baba used to speak the murli, and I would, the blessing, and I would translate. Of course, after the murli, Baba would meet individuals. So first, it was in the history hall. At that time, the meditation hall in Pandav Bhavan was not built. The meditation hall was built in 74. So I remember I started translating from 76, and before that Nirvair Bhai, Dada Anand Kishore, they were our dadas who were translating for the double foreigners. So in the meditation hall especially, double foreigners started coming by 74 or 72, I don't remember, but then even history hall maybe. But 74 meditation hall, double foreigners will sit on the ground. At that time, there were no FM radios, but headphones, like we have some headphones here. So they would be on the floor, you know, in the meditation hall. And I would keep announcing, please don't walk on the headphones. Please don't trample the headphones, because double foreigners would sit in the front in the meditation hall. And of course, when Baba would come, would first give drishti to the double foreigners. So double foreigners have got great privilege, you know, the sustenance which they have taken from Avyakt Bap Dada. Anyway, I started translating since 1976. So I should say 50 years now, translating, giving classes to double foreigners from 76 onwards. But meditation hall was wonderful, because in the meditation hall I would sit very close to where the microphone is kept. No microphones and amplifiers. So I would sit there, have the headphone on, and just look at Baba and translate, and the double foreigners would sit in the front. So those were wonderful days, and how each one would come in front of Bap Dada, take drishti from Baba, then blessing from Bap Dada, and then toli from Bap Dada. So I used to sit next to Baba, you know, whole night, and how the whole night would pass. It was really like a dream, I should say. And the beauty of it all was when Bap Dada would leave, everyone would be so tired, but then Dadi Gulzar would never be tired. Never, never, because she had gone to sleep and we were all awake. So when she would, Bap Dada would go and she would come back, we used to see her eyes gleaming, her face shining, because she had already taken her rest. Anyway, but then we were of course quite tired at that time. Anyway, but then Baba would meet each one. And the interesting part of it was when there used to be three translations. Means Bap Dada would speak in Hindi, and then I would speak in English, and one sister she would translate in her own language. For example, Spanish, German, French, whatever. So first, Baba would speak in Hindi, then I would translate, and then that sister would translate in her language. So, and in the meantime, Baba would keep on giving drishti. You can imagine how much time drishti Baba gave. Because after speaking, two translations have had to happen in English, and then the sister would listen to the translation English and then translate in her language, Spanish or whatever. And by the meantime, Baba would be patiently listening, of course. So that those were the days. And hours I would sit and then give toli in Baba's hand. And Baba would give toli to that soul, whoever. So Baba said, drishti, toli and blessing. All the three till the end. So in Hindi they are very rhyming words. Drishti, boli, toli. Boli means words, blessing. So drishti, blessing and toli. So toli, boli, drishti. All, that's your birthright. So till the end this birthright will be given. So all those who come to Madhuvan, they get drishti too, they get blessings too, and they get toli too. So that's our birthright. Huh? You all get, no? So till the end, but of course the method is changed. The method is not the same. Before also we used to get drishti, toli and blessing from Sakar Baba, then from Avyakt Bap Dada, and now of course from the Didis, before that the Dadis, and of course that will go on till the end. And that's the beauty of this yajna. How this yajna is expanding and expanding and expanding. And of course, so much sustenance we got from Bap Dada. We got sustenance from the Dadis. And how much sustenance Dadi Janki gave to the double foreigners. She went to all these countries, you can imagine. How much she used to travel. And wherever she went, there the center would open. So that's the beauty of Dadi Janki. So much sustenance. In 140 countries, Baba's centers are there. And double foreigners are looking after the centers. How many can go from Bharat to foreign countries? And even if they go, they don't know the language. So at the beginning, when centers started opening in foreign countries, Baba would send the Dadis abroad. And then I remember Dadi Janki saying, Baba, I don't know English. Baba, what will I do in foreign countries? Baba, there's no Madhuvan, Baba's room in London. What will I do in London? What will I do? Because they probably didn't know the service they are going to do. But then they would think, what service can we do? We don't know the language. We don't know the culture. We don't know anything. Because when they came in the yajna, not many were educated. How Dadi Janki was did only three classes, three standards in school. Dadi Prakashmani was just 10th class, you know. All the Dadis, how much they were educated. But how Baba made them the Dadis, that they gave Baba's Gyan to so many educated people also. I remember in 1974, when Baba was sending me abroad, to Africa, Vedanti Ben and myself both took leave from Bap Dada. Avyak Bhavdada in 74. So at that time there was a rumor that destruction will take place in 1976. You know, there was a rumor and everybody fell. In 76 destruction will happen. Destruction will happen. Anyway, Baba had not said it, never. But somebody had, just announced. So everybody felt that 76 destruction will take place. So both of us went in front of Bab Dada, Vedanti Bin and myself, to take leave to go to Africa. So I asked a question to Baba, Avik Bab Dada. Baba, you are sending us abroad, and what if destruction takes place whilst we are abroad? And Baba looked at me and smiled. Baba said, who is sending you? I said, Baba is sending me. I'm not going on my own. Baba is sending me. Then Baba said, if Baba is sending you, then who's responsible? I said, Baba is responsible. Okay, if Baba is responsible, then why are you frightened? Simple, no? I'm not going on my own. It's not my wish. I don't want to just travel abroad for no reason or just for sightseeing or for tourism. God is sending me abroad to serve. So Baba, if you are sending me, you are responsible. Then Baba said, why are you afraid? Why are you asking? So if Baba is responsible, then you don't have to ask at all. You just go. And then that's how we went. Then I asked Baba another question. Baba, you're sending us, but what type of people will we meet there? Because I don't know anyone. What type of people? So Baba very sweetly said, child, wherever you go, the field is ready. The field is ready. You have to just go and sow the seed. These were Baba's words. Just you have to go and sow the seed. And truly, when we went to Africa, there was no service before. And we went and so much service happened. We didn't get even time to cook for ourselves because of service. And then I asked another question to Baba. Baba, what type of people will come? Then Baba gave two beautiful answers. Baba said, you will come across many rich people. Many rich people, very rich. Africa was at that time the golden period of Africa, 1970s. Very, very rich continent, and Indians there were very rich. All those who went from India, and many gurus went to Africa at that time, and they used to mint a lot of money from Africa and come back to India with all that money. So some Indians who were in Africa at that time, they used to say, these gurus come and take money from us. So when I asked Baba, what will we do there? Baba said, you will come across many rich people, but never, never, ever have a thought that I have to take something from them. Let them have this feeling that they have come to give, not to take, but to give. So this is what your thought should be. You have come to give them. So whenever you meet them, you tell them, we have come to give you. Otherwise they think these Indians have come to take from us. Anyway, then Baba said, you will come across many learned people, many educated people, but never, never think that, oh, they are so educated and we are not that much educated. At that time, you should think they have the knowledge of the world, but they don't have the knowledge of the self. So that's what you have to go and give them, the knowledge of the self. And also Baba said, they have all the riches, but they don't have peace in them. So you have to go and give them peace. So give them peace, give them the knowledge of the self. That's what you are going for. And anyway, so we got the aim. And really when we went to Africa, so many countries we went to serve in Africa. And wherever we went, we could establish some little Gita Pathshalas at that time. And now in Africa, in nearly every country of Africa, we have Baba centers. And how the Africans, they are also so close to Baba, they are running centers. Is Sister Joanne here? There she's sitting. Just stand up. She's one of the first souls of Africa. Clap for her. How many years in Gyan? How many years in Gyan? Huh? What? 45 years. 45 years in Gyan, because last year was 1974 we started service in Africa. So that's also 50 years last year. And I went to Africa last year and I could serve there. So 50 years of service, and she is the pioneers of Africa service. Very good. Joanne and Elizabeth, no? Both of you. And both are running centers. So many centers run by Africans. It's not a small thing. And they have so much love for Baba. So much love for Baba. Really. It's a wonder. And then we came to Mauritius, and Mauritius has so many temples. Wherever we went, we served, we did exhibitions, and then they said, now we must live here. So they opened a center for us, and we started living in Mauritius. And then I came back in 76 here. So that was the beginning of Seva in Africa. But then after living for a few years in Madhuban, a thought came in my mind, that will I not go out again? Because I served in Africa, Mauritius, and then this thought came, anybody would get this thought, that will I not do any service outside Madhuban? And that time Baba gave me this blessing. As she mentioned, Baba gave me this blessing because I came in front of Baba, Avyakt Bhavdada, and Baba asked me, which Ganges are you, Ganga? Which Ganges are you? I said, I'm the Gyan Ganga, the Gyan Ganges. Baba said, Gyan Ganges are so many. All those living in centers, they are also the Gyan Ganges. But which Ganges you are? I said, Baba, the flowing Ganges. Baba said, flowing Ganges are also those who live in centers. Because at that time, you know, sisters would not be fixed to one center. They would be 1 year in one center, next year another center, third year another center. So always moving. So Baba said, the flowing Ganges live in the centers. And because they keep moving to different centers, the students are there only, they don't move. They are there because they live there. But teachers don't live there permanently, they move. So which Ganges you are? And I didn't know which third type of Ganges there would be. So I kept quiet. And then Baba said, you are the Ganges of Har Ki Pauri. Har Ki Pauri is a place in Haridwar. In Haridwar, where the Ganges flows, it comes up the mountains. Because it rains on the mountains and then comes through the mountains. And when it comes on the plains, from the mountains, that place is called Har Ki Pauri. That Ganges water there is so pure and full of minerals. That water is actually, it is stored. It can still stay fresh forever. Usually in copper pots, little bit small pots, they store it. And then when someone is dying, they put a few drops in their mouth. So Ganges water in the mouth. That's what they say. Anyway, so Baba said, you are the river, you are the Har Ki Pauri Ganges, where the whole world comes and takes a dip. Because that place is more very important. Ganges keeps flowing, but that place has its importance because everyone comes and takes a dip in that area, that place special, when it comes directly from the mountains. And so you are the Ganges of that place where the whole world will come and take a dip in you. So that's what Madhuban is. The whole world comes here. and to take a dip from of knowledge from us. So that's what we are doing, and we are her key bodies. Anyway, but then of course I did go abroad. I've been to many countries. I've been to nearly all the countries, wherever you are from, nearly 80 countries, and also several times every year I go. This year, last year I went to Malaysia, and even from Malaysia here. So you all must have met me, Tide God Rakhi Tide, yeah? Okay, Russia also I've been, whichever country you're from, I have been there. So I feel very, very fortunate that Baba has given me such an opportunity. And still now we do experience Baba's presence. We cannot say that Baba is not there. Baba is there. He is sustaining us. The murlis come to us every day. We listen to those murlis, although they are being revised, but then the feeling is that there is always a fresh murli. And whatever murlis we hear from Baba, we feel that yes, now everything is happening. What Baba must have spoken many, many years ago was happening right away now too. Everything looks, it is really, anything is possible. So whatever Baba had been saying for the future, this will happen, that will happen, that will happen, we are seeing it happening now. So that is the sustenance we are still receiving from the Supreme Father, Incorporeal Father, Angelic Father, and even now in this form, even if they are not in Sakar anymore. Om Shanti.